In 2011, at the age of 62, soul singer Charles Bradley released his debut album. No time for dreaming. It was a sleeper hit. Rolling Stone named it one of the top 50 albums of the year.
It was also a triumphant moment for someone who had endured a lifetime of hardship, homelessness, run-ins with the law, a brother who was murdered. Over the next 5 years, Bradley released two more albums and toured relentlessly, his raspy vocals earning him the nickname the Screaming Eagle of Soul. Try a little harder.
Stop pacing over yonder. Then in the fall of 2016, Bradley was diagnosed with stomach cancer. He canceled tour dates and the power in his voice began to waver. Always at his side was Tom Brennick, his guitar player, co-writer, producer, bandleader. As Bradley battled cancer, Brennick and the band kept writing and recording songs, waiting for his voice to recover enough to sing them.
I would play demos for Charles. I'd sit next to him with a guitar and a piano, and we'd work on music when he could kind of sing real quietly.
But Bradley never got the chance to record those vocals. He passed away last year at the age of 68. So Brennick began to go through old tape reels to pull together one final album of rare and unreleased Charles Bradley tracks, plus one of those songs he had been waiting for Bradley to sing.
I really wanted to put one instrumental on the album to showcase, you know, the absence of Charles. And Black Velvet was the name that Charles performed under when we first met him doing the James Brown act around New York City. So we titled that Black Velvet, you know, just to make it a complete thing.
That album, out now, is also called Black Velvet. It's a celebration of a life and a career cut short, with long-lost music that even Brennick was surprised to find, resurfacing memories of the years he spent with Bradley.
This song, I completely forgot about. And I don't even remember how I stumbled upon it, like going through the reel-to-reels. But there it was. And then once I heard it, I was like, oh my God, I remember this song. And it was finished, soup to nuts. That song was finished. I was pretty excited. And when I say I'm excited, you gotta imagine, like, man, I was like so depressed, you know, and just like completely, it was with profound sadness to be having to work on this record and look for these songs. The whole thing was just like, I was gutted at the time. So when I found that song, you know, it did lift my spirits to be like, wow, there's a couple long lost Charles songs that I'm gonna get to share with the world. If I want you and you want me, tell me, what have we got to lose? It was amazing the first time that Charles came to our rehearsal. We were really doing funky funk, James Brown inspired music, and Charles was doing the Black Velvet James Brown act. So whatever tempo that we were playing, like that hit a James Brown tune, he would just go into that tune. There's a lot of mama come here quick, give me that licking stick, and like ants in my pants and I need to dance.
I got ants in my pants and I need to dance.
I spent so much time trying to get Charles away from the James Brown identity that he wrapped himself up in. And maybe our second or third rehearsal, we're trying to do some original stuff and get him to not sing the James Brown stuff. And he starts singing this song, I'm Real, I'm Real. And we all got pretty excited and we recorded it on our cassette, Radio Shack, you know, the way we'd record our rehearsals. And then like a week later, our bass player's like, yo man, I think Charles was singing like a James Brown song we never heard of. And sure enough, it was. It was a James Brown song called I'm Real. And he would try to do that a lot till you busted him, and then he'd be like a little kid. He's like, oh, you call me Tommy. So 4 years or so went by, and music I played him at that time, you know, was more original. The mid-tempo and the moodiness of that music allowed Charles to put himself in it. And the first time he did, like, The World is Going Up in Flames, that was Charles, man. That did not sound like James Brown. That didn't sound like anything else before it. This world going up in flames, and nobody My argument was, Charles, take off the wig. Charles, don't use the cape in the show. And it sounds like a metaphor, but the wig, man, I'm trying to get him to take this wig off, you know? Because he wore it, like, he didn't just wear it when he was doing shows. Man, he wore it, I think he wore it to bed, man. Like, he would wake up, and he'd be cooking breakfast in this wig, and if we were, you know, he was a handyman, he'd be going to Home Depot getting his supplies, he'd be wearing the wig. What's underneath this wig, man? Who's underneath that cape? And it turned out to be this incredible artist, Charles Bradley. But there was a sadness in him, you know? There's a lot going on inside of that man. Stories of his brother being shot and murdered by his own nephew, or Charles getting, like, into fights or getting arrested for defending himself. One tragic story after another. So I think the music gave him room to put himself in it. And I never would have asked him to put that in the music unless he wanted to. But it seemed like he wanted. It seemed like he wanted to. It is definitely with a lot of sadness to be sharing this music with everybody. So, was it helpful going through all those old reels and looking for lost songs and going through old memories? It was. It was really hard. And a lot of times I had to stop the tape in the middle of it because it was too hard to listen to. Like, when lyrics wouldn't do it for Charles, he would scream. And on the last song on the record, Victim of Love, there is a scream that sounds like it comes from the center of the earth. It's coming. There it is. And there's not much music after that. I know that there's not. There's no music. There's not going to be another record of unreleased Charles Bradley material. That's a fact. There's no outtakes. There's nothing. But I'm happy that Charles Bradley fans get a little more Charles in their life. And I hope that people just feel the love he spent the last few years of his life spreading. If he could physically do it, he would have gave everybody a sweaty, sweaty hug.
Musician Tom Brennick reflecting on his time with soul singer Charles Bradley, whose posthumous album Black Velvet is out now.